David Rude Radio. Inquisitive questions to get the answers that's off the chart. To improve humanity, love, peace, and harmony. To make brain cells heart. It's the poetic poetry show to unleash the unknown. A new frontier in your ear right here on...
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned in to the Floetic Poetry Show, where inspiration, motivation, and poetry meet every Friday at 6 p.m. and where you, the listeners, are the show. Streaming live on BigBooRadio.com, All About Us Radio, and all of your popular streaming outlets. Get ready for an hour of inspirational conversation, motivating attitudes, and poetry recited by the people for the people. So I hope you got your wine glass full and your flows on deck. Get ready to spit, because without further ado, here's your host, Nima Shining Star L, James J.T. Thompson, and Big Woo.
Yo, what's up? What's happening? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Floetic Poetry Show. It's Friday. Hope you are having a lovely Friday, September 17th. It's 6:02. Welcome to the party, which we call the Floetic Poetry Show. We got a great show lined up for you today, man. I promise you we do. We're going to try to get these phone lines activated so everybody can get in. We got people trying to call in. We got our guests trying to call in. So we are going to get this straight before we do anything. But thanks, everybody, listening live at BigWooRadio.com. And everybody's download the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store. And all of our folks that search us out on their podcast app on their iPhone. We appreciate that, man. More than you know. And we hope you continue to follow us on all of our social media. That's Big Woo Radio on everything. That's at Big Woo Radio on everything. So we're going to get these lines straightened out. We got Nima Shining Star L coming in on the program a little later on. She's going to let it flow with some poetry. We got the Black in Effect this evening. We're going to educate you on some Black history. And we got Neja Mickens. She's an actress, model, singer. She got a new song out, man. We're going to play that for you, a couple new songs. We're going to play that for you a little bit later on. But right now, this is my man, Alvin Garrett. This heel. Don't you go anywhere. Floetic Poetry Show, Big Woo Radio.
I recall when my daddy told me I could be whatever I want as long as I believe. He never said it would be easy, never said I would cruise. On the way to the dream, he said I would get bruised up. Knocked down, gotta look up. Go to work instead of waiting for a hookup. Yeah, faith, get a vision for your life. And never, ever, ever run away from the grind. Now that I'm older, I understand more and I gotta move forward now. I'ma keep climbing this hill. Even though I might fall, I don't know any other way to live. So my all is what I give. And I'll keep climbing this hill. Even though I might fall, I don't know any other way to live. So my all is what I give. I hope she'd inspire me to do what I love. Even though I might experience loss, mama said smile through the pain, it's okay. But blood, sweat and tears is what it's gonna cost. She said keep a good name, don't sell out for fame. Boy, your soul is all that you got. Just remember who you are, baby. Shoot for the stars and you're sure to come out on top. Yeah. So now that I'm older, I understand more and now gotta move forward now. So I'ma keep climbing this hill. Even though I might fall, I don't know any other way to live. So my all is what I give. And I'll keep climbing this hill. Even though I might fall, I don't know any other way to live. So my all is what I'll give. I know all the things that stand in my way, but I don't care. Gotta keep reaching every damn time.
till I get there. So I keep climbing,
climbing this hill.
Even though I might fall, I don't know any other way to live now.
For my own, that's what I get.
I'm gonna keep climbing this hill.
You're listening to Big Room.
I don't know any other way to live.
Hey, y'all, I'm Nima Shiny Star L, and you can catch me every Sunday, 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IG Live in the Art Room with Nima, where I will have special interviews with special guests you don't want to miss. And then you can catch me Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. That's right, Facebook Live Thoughts Provoked, where every topic is definitely a hot topic. Do not miss. So if you can't catch me on IG Live, 7, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, shoot on over to Facebook, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Listen to Big Woo Radio. Y'all hear what I say? I want y'all to listen to Big Woo Radio. Listen to
This is Big Woo Radio, a station for the people, by the people, serving Rock Hill, South Carolina and surrounding areas, Charlotte, North Carolina and surrounding areas, serving worldwide at BigWooRadio.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Let me clear my throat. I am the legendary DJ Kool, and I don't care what nobody say. Woo Radio, Radio is the best radio station, period. All right? And I said that, and I meant that.
You're listening to Big Woo Big Radio. Radio.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks, everybody, for joining and listening live at BigWooRadio.com and all of our folks that search us out the podcast app on the iPhone. I appreciate you so much. Make sure you continue to follow us on all of our social media. That's at Big Woo Radio on everything. We make it easy for you. We make it easy for you. Man, we got a great show lined up for you. Not only do we have the Let It Flow segment with my girl, Nima Shining Star L, who I thought wasn't going to be here. We're going to get into that a little later on because we got our guests here. So we got to hurry up. And we're going to black and affect you a little later on. We're going to edumacate you on some black history because we're not just black in February, people. We black all our lives. So we're going to get you some edumacation right here on the Floetic Poetry Show, Big Woo Radio. Let me bring in my girl real quick. Nima Shining Star L. What you came to do, girl?
What up? Hey, y'all. You know what I came to do. Rock out with Big Woo and the crew. You know how we do. Let's get it popping.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Oh, I'm sticking my echo on. My bad. Finger snaps and hand claps to you, Nima. Janice.L. We're going to get into the Let It Flow segment a little bit later on. You got something for us, Nima? Later on?
Sure do.
All right. You're going to learn today. We got a girl on the line right now. A young lady, I should say, a young lady on the line that's not only a singer. No. She don't just do that. She's not only an actress. Mm-mm. Why would you stop there? Why would you stop at just an actress? If you can sing, you can act too, right? I mean, but she's also a model. So that just goes to show how beautiful she is. Because, you know, only the top of the top, baby, going to be a model. We got Nisha. Hold on. I was trying to do the echo by myself. Nisha Vickers is in the building. What's happening, Nisha?
Hey. Hello.
Yeah. Yes. I keep forgetting to turn my echo off. I get so excited.
Like,
I do it repeatedly, just over and over. Nisha Vickers. How you doing, Nisha?
Hey, y'all. I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. We're not going to hold you up long. We know you got things to do, because I left out the fact that you're also a cheerleader. Am I right?
And while you're at it, I'm also a pageant queen, too. Just
had
to throw that in there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Definitely got to throw that in there.
Yep, I'm currently Miss Virginia Junior High.
Oh, wow. Wow. You know, this is something that's near and dear to my heart, this cheerleading, because my grandbaby, Tegan, she just got, she just went out for cheerleading tryouts, and she made it, of course, because she started in gymnastics and just, being the champion in her age group, which is 12, her age group, a national champion. She came in first all around. I'm just going to give finger snaps and hand claps to my little girl, my grandbaby, Tay-Tay, in the building. So she just became a cheerleader, too. So let's start this out by asking you this question. What advice do you give young cheerleaders just getting in the game?
Well, this is my first year cheerleading. Honestly, all I'm going to say is have fun and just be you. And if you don't make a team or whatever, then that's their loss. And then you need to show them what they're missing out
for. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, with my grandbaby, I think they already knew. So they was like, nah, we not going to pass this girl right here, because she flips and tumbles and do the uneven bars and things like that. I think she going to be a good cheerleader. But Nation, thank you so much for taking the time out. I know you're busy. You got all kinds of stuff going on. You got new music coming out. You're an actress. You're doing all kinds of things. So just tell the audience about yourself and how they can follow you on social media. If we're doing that, if you want people to follow you and listen to your music and check out your movies and stuff.
Okay, so my first single called Runnin' got released about, I want to say, 2 months ago. It's called Running. You can follow it, or you can watch it on YouTube and subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's Naja Mickens, NayjaMickens. And also you can follow me on Instagram at NayjaMickens_. Again, that's NayjaMickens_. And I have another music video released tomorrow. It's called Petty Games, so y'all can stay tuned for that as well.
Oh, yeah.
And just the last weekend, I was filming for my new web series that's coming out called The Story of Our Lives by Derek Gray. So stay tuned for that.
Wow.
I have a movie on Amazon Prime called Terror on the Rappahannock, where I play Kizzy by Andrew Brooks.
Unbelievable.
And I'm also going to be in another movie that's going to be on Amazon Prime. We don't know the name of it yet because he hasn't sent out all the information. But if you follow me and stay tuned, then you'll know for it. And that movie will also be on Tubi.
I don't even know how you got all that in one breath, but kudos to you, Ms. Mickens. Hey, is it okay if I tell people, how old you are? I mean, because just think about all the stuff she just said, Nayana. I miss my girl, Nayana. But Nima, just think about all the things that she just said.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let her tell you how old she is, if she wants to. Is you okay with that, Nasia?
Yes, sir. I'm
14. 14 years old.
Do we have the right photo? Is that the right photo you sent me? Because that young lady does not look 14.
She ain't working like she 14 either. She out here in these streets. She out here in these streets getting this work.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Work. Speaking about work, I just got back from California August 9th. And I was out there for a month and a half just working.
Oh, wow.
Recording new songs that's going to be on my upcoming album, networking with different agents. My stepdad and I, we actually went to John Legend's house with Chrissy Teigen, and she actually cooked dinner for us, so that was great.
What? Again, it's great. Absolutely is great. So much to get done. What is that? You remember... You remember in Living Color, and they had the Jamaican. Me got 14 yeah. job, man. Me got 14 job. Me just work all the time. That's you, Naja. That's you. Just work all the time. So go ahead. Let's give some shout outs. Cause you only got a few minutes with us, so I was trying to get everything in there. Let's get some shout outs to people that make this happen for you, man. I know you got people that you want to, you know, acknowledge and say what's up to, right?
Yes, sir. For my first shout out, I would like to shout out Nick Fault for one hooking me up with this radio interview, and just always supporting me throughout the years for everything that I've done. Andrew Brooks, he's been with me since like the very beginning, since day one. He's a movie writer, music video producer, everything. So anything he does, he always writes a role in for me that I participate in. Wow. My stepdad, Tony, honestly, I wouldn't be where I am right now if it wasn't for him and his connections and his networking and just how outgoing he is with my career. As he says, my dreams are his dreams, so he makes it happen all the time for me.
Nice.
Von Anthony, actually, he's John Legend's brother. He helps me with my writing, and he also does all my background vocals on my songs, and he'll just come down and like spend time with us. So I really appreciate him for that.
Wow.
And also my mom, she always supports me with everything I do.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, she's been with me, obviously, since the beginning. I'm kind of stuck with her no matter what. And then last but not least, God, because I definitely wouldn't be
yes,
where I am right now.
Yes. Finger snaps and hand claps.
Give an Academy Award
speech? Oh my God. I am so, look, Nation, I am so honored to be in the presence of greatness right now. But I'm going to pass this over before we can let you get out of here. I got to pass it over to my girl, Nima Shining Star L, because I know she got a bunch of accolades and questions and, you know, just, you know, and information for you.
Yes. Oh my gosh. First and foremost, everyone that you thanked, we thank as well. So, you know, that's why we're able to have you on Big Woo Radio. And I am so honored because at your age, I don't even know a handful of adults, okay, seasoned adults that can have that type of schedule, itinerary, and make it happen.
Yeah.
I just want to say congratulations on everything that you are doing. Continued success. And I love that she's just a year older than my granddaughter. I'm like, yes, this is good. 14? Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is good. So, you know, you are truly a role model. And that leads me to my question. How do you feel, or does it dawn on you from time to time to know that young girls and young boys around the world will look up to you and say, she's doing it, I want to do it? How do you feel about that?
Good question, Nima.
It actually feels kind of unreal because, like, as I've gotten older, I've, like, obviously gotten, like, a little bit more fans or, as we say now, clout. So, like, sometimes when I'm, like, out, I actually have 200,000 followers on TikTok. So, like, and sometimes when I'm out, I'll hear, like, oh, that's Nature from TikTok, you know? And, yeah. But honestly, it just feels so unreal because my mom always says I'm always so humble. As weird as it sounds, I actually don't even kind of like talking about what I do to other people because, I don't know, I feel like I'd be bragging, but I'm not. My mom just says that's just putting yourself out there and just telling people what you do because you never know who's around or in the crowd or anything.
Sure.
But yeah, it just feels so unreal, and I'm so grateful for everything.
Absolutely. Wow. Don't worry about bragging. Don't worry about bragging. I was just going to say, Nima, don't worry about bragging, or just tell your deal and inspire others. You're going to have haters. I'm sure your mama told you that too. There are going to be haters that say certain things, but don't let them stop your greatness, girl. Don't let them stop your greatness. You see what you want. You go get that thing by any means necessary. Don't let nobody stop your greatness.
Right.
Go ahead, Nima. I just want to throw that in there. Go ahead.
Absolutely correct and fine, and I second that, and I'm just, you know, I'm just here absorbing her energy because you seem to have
a very leveled head about you. And I get it. You still have growing up to do. You will still make right. mistakes and all of that. But, you know, with your team, the team that you had, your parents and the team that you have around you, that is awesome. Because one thing's for certain, two things for sure, your parents are going to make sure you're okay, you That's know, right. because there are a lot of pitfalls and wolves out there. You're a beautiful young lady. You know, watch that industry. That industry is horrible. Watch that industry. So I just yep. wanted to say that and just to say to continue doing what you're doing and your team and bless you all. I am definitely going to be looking you up on TikTok.
No doubt.
That's the thing. You know, my granddaughter has me watching TikTok all the time, learning the little dances and all that. I'm not on there, but I will follow you. But
I'm a follower too.
Thank you. Yeah. Do you have any now? So for all those that are listening and that will listen right now, you know, all those young ladies and young men that are, you know, going into everything that you want to go into or going into cheerleading and things like that, what do you want to say to them if they're listening right now? What do you want to say to them?
I want to say keep God first because without him, nothing is possible. And also with being in, like, the pageant industry and acting and singing and all that, just be you. You know, sometimes wherever you're at, not everybody's going to look like you, but you just have to be you and not try to fit in. What you have to do is stand out because there's only one you. Mm. And just keep going. Don't give up. And you can get 1,000 no's, but that one yes will change your life right around. So just keep going.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you, I have watched seasoned vets in the acting field, okay? Do not answer questions, random questions like this with such precision. I mean, she's like a doctor.
And all of our questions are random. All of our questions are random. These are not like we interviewed her ahead of time and gave her what we were going to say. She's just right My off the God. Cuff, right? You know, hey.
My goodness.
Man, Nasia, I know you got to go, but I just wanted to say that I just texted my granddaughters today about going after your dreams and not letting anyone stop you. No one, no matter who it is or what they do, just go after what you and so having you on this show is just amazing. And also, I'm gonna be following you on TikTok. It's gonna be Big Woo the Fine Fella is gonna be my name. It's Big Woo the Fine Fella. So just, you know, don't be alarmed by this big black sexy man that's, you know, it's like, well, I don't, he looks too old. It's just me. And I follow my grandkids and my nieces and nephews just out of GP because I gotta watch what they doing. I gotta watch what they doing. So I follow them. I don't really follow too many other people. Some of it is political stuff, but I follow my grandkids.
Like my mom right now.
Right. So if you see Big Woo the Fine Fella pop up on your thing, it's just me. Don't worry about it. Don't be alarmed. But man, let's get into some music because I know I gotta let you go. And one more time with your Instagram and your TikTok is Nasia NAYJAH _ Mickens _ on Instagram. Is that right?
So it's Nasia Mickens and then the underscore.
Okay, Nasia Mickens _ on Instagram and the TikTok. Yeah. Same thing.
On TikTok, it's _ Nasia. That's _.Nasia. Sorry.
_.Nasia.
Yeah.
All right. Because I'm gonna tell my grandkids to follow you because, like Nima just said, it's like you're 2 years older than my oldest granddaughter or my second oldest granddaughter. So you're like, you know, 2 years and the same age as my oldest granddaughter. So it's just an inspiration. And we want to make sure that our grandkids follow what you're doing because you're so followable. Yeah. There's hard to say that about a lot of people. You're followable, if that's a thing. we going to make it a thing. All right, so we gonna let you go. But the song Running, we're gonna play that and we're gonna play your other two songs that we have throughout the show, even though you're not gonna be here, but we appreciate you so much for stopping through and hanging out with us. Come back when you got more time. We would love to talk even more with you and praise you even more and blow your head up even more. It's no matter. You deserve it. You deserve it. You're doing a lot of things. And, you know, I know my grandkids, my youngest granddaughter, she's a model as well. So she just got a contract. Well, she's been had a contract. She done some work. And so, yeah, so I'm going to have her follow you and let her know that she don't have to limit herself to modeling. Tegan doesn't have to limit herself to gymnastics. That's why she's going on to cheerleading. And she's so funny and all this stuff. And so I'm going to have them follow you and. I know you will lead them the right way. I have every confidence in that. Running, real quick, talk about running so we can go into it.
Okay, so Running, I filmed the music video out in LA in March. It was an all-day shoot. We started at, like, I want to say, like, 7 in the morning and didn't end till like, 8 or 9. It was a long day. But, so... Yeah. Oh, well, actually, we recorded it in March as well. It was a couple of days before the video. So the first track we did was in last October, but, you know, it was my first time ever being in the studio, so it didn't sound that great. So since October to March, I was, like, going really hard on my vocals, making sure I'm doing all the vocal practices and everything.
Sure.
So then when it came March, then, you know, it sounded good. I wouldn't say great, but, you know, it sounded good.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
We went back and recorded it, and then the music video, what the song is about is really just chasing your dreams and keeping that vision of where you want to go and not giving up. So that's why it's called Running, because you're running towards your dream.
And this is the first single?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, man, again, Nasia, thank you so much for gracing us with your presence and our listeners. And I know that, you know, this is what this show is about, is inspiring others. And so you have definitely done that today. Thank you so much. Come back anytime. Anytime you got something going on, you are more than welcome here.
Well, thank you for having me. And anytime you want me back, just invite me. I'll be more than happy to come on here.
Absolutely. Wow. That's what we want to hear. So this is the first single. Yes. Right here on Big Woo Radio, the Florida Poetry Show. We're going to let Nasia get out here. She got a game to attend because she's still in high school, believe it or not, or junior high. She's in junior high, y'all. Come on now. All that work. Some of y'all ain't even got one job. She got 15 jobs. thank you so much again. And thank everybody that's in your corner. It's so important to have such a, you know, a backing like you got in protection and people that's out for your best interest. So hold on to them and just let them take you to the next level. Again, thank you. This is Running by Nasia Mickens right here on the Florida Poetry Show, Big Woo Radio. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back with Let It Flow with Nima and Black in Effect.
Just another day in the middle of the summer, living my life. I'm looking in the mirror, I sit and I wonder if it's alright. Pay my dues, these hills I climb. Just do me, won't apologize. Ariana Grande, you better know I'm coming. No disrespect, I'm just breaking news. Blame all the she said, go be the truth. My dreams on wings have flown through my mind. But you can't dream all the time. Ready, set, run it, get your own coming. Running, 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 running. Running, 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 running. My reflection. When the vision gets blurred, I keep my attraction.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.
It's also brand new music from Nasia Mickens. It's called Drip. Be right back. Floaty Poetry Show, Big Woo Radio.
Riding the wave, riding my wave on the way to the stage. I'm taking the mic, listen to me, I got something to say. Got something to say. Some of you talk, but most of you fake. But me and my boss, give you the job with the minimum wage. Y'all might as well give up this year. I'm gon' crack this atmosphere. I'm like years away from here. Even something you should fear. I'm an alien, Alabama Tyrone, game like Sabian. I'm out of this world. Game been crying, I'll come back and save it then.
Oh,
I got that drip that got you drowned in my gift, and you won't forget when I give you. Leave you with this hit, you won't forget, no. Yeah, I'm here to stay, engraved in your brain. Competition is stone. I'm making moves, you stuck in your ways. I'm at the top like I'm soaring. Just don't hit me cause I'm chosen. I'm living life like it's golden. Cause I know this is my moment. I'm an alien, Alabama Tyrone, game like Sabian. I'm out of this world. Game been crying, I'll come back and save it then.
Oh,
I got that drip that got you drowned in my gift, and you won't forget when I give you. Leave you with this hit, you won't forget, no.
We dropped it, bomb. You heard it here first. It's a Big Woo Radio exclusive on Big Woo Radio.
Has 2020 been a financial strain on you? Is there not enough time during the day to start a business, or you work tirelessly creating a residual income? Trade and Travel Academy can help. Our educational platform is designed for the everyday person to learn how to consistently trade cryptocurrency, foreign exchange, stocks, and index profitability. Take advantage of our courses from basic, advanced, fundamental, and price action. Are you afraid you'll miss a class? Not at our institution. All classes are recorded, and we offer live trading sessions for you to attend. We are dedicated to helping the average citizen with no knowledge of the market to become independently profitable. Do you feel you don't have time to learn a new skill? Our academy also offers trade ideas that will give you signals of the different markets and notify you when to buy or sell each week without having to attend a single class. Earn extra income while you learn or while you sleep for as little as $100 a month. We aim to assure that you'll receive your investment with our educational family back within the first month. You can find us on all platforms at Trade and Travel Academy or on our website, www.patreon.com/Trade and Travel Academy. That's Trade and Travel Academy, spelled T-R-A-D-E, the letter N, Travel Academy.
Welcome back to the Floetic Poetry Show on Big Woo Radio. Make sure to download the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store. Listen live at BigWooRadio.com. Now back to the program with Nima Shining Star L, James JT Thompson, and Corey Big Woo Woods on Big Woo Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is Alvin Garrett, the Southern Gentleman, and you're listening to the Floetic Poetry Show with Nima Shining Star L, James JT Thompson, and Big Woo on Big Woo Radio, a station for the people, by the people.
Thank you so much, Alvin Garrett, one of my favorite artists of all times. Stay tuned, man. I'm going to do something special with my man Alvin Garrett in the coming weeks or days or weeks, more like weeks. I got something big popping with my man Alvin Garrett. He got the Lightness of Love album. He got the Lightness of Love Deluxe, the Awakening album. I don't know if y'all know this, but the Awakening album to me put Alvin Garrett in the category of Marvin Gaye of our time. I said it and I meant it. I don't care. I don't care. You go listen to the Awakening album and tell me I ain't right. The Marvin Gaye of our generation, Mr. Alvin Garrett. And I always thought he sounded like a little like Al Green. So go check him out, man. Alvin Garrett, that's my dude. The Lightness of Love, The Awakening, This Heal, The Lightness of Love Deluxe, bruh. Bruh, that's all I'm gonna say right there. But anyway, we're back here. Thank you for joining us. If you had just joined us, you missed a hell of a first of a half hour of the Florida Poetry Show. And Nasia Mickens, singer, songwriter, singer, album, I mean album writer. Yeah, she's a songwriter, album writer. So yeah, it all goes together. But she's a model, an actress, intelligent, black girl magic. Like Nima said, black girl magic. She doing it all, man. She flying to LA, doing movies. She's doing music. She's doing TV. She's doing.
Back that train up.
Okay, back on up.
Say that word again. Music.
Music.
Music. Did you hear her music, though? Come on, man.
Bruh, listen.
Yo.
What? That running, that drip, and we got one more that I'm going to play later on in the show. I'm gonna take y'all on out with her last one. Called Do That Dance.
That blew me away.
Yeah, we're going to take you out with Do That Dance. For a shizzle, man. My nizzle. Hey, man, I know we've been on hiatus, but it's good to be back with my girl Nima Shining Star L.
Yes.
We got interesting things going on in the coming weeks for Big Boo Radio. I don't know, y'all may not have noticed or not, but we haven't been doing the Brugliana show. But we got something to put into place. We're going to change the time, but all of that is coming in due time once we work out the articulates and do all the things that we need to do. We're going to let you know what's popping with that. And of course, off-topic sports is going to be off-topic sports. We'll be here this Sunday talking about this NFL. This is my favorite time of the year to be talking sports. It's the NFL, baby. My Cowboys look good. They lost. They lost, Nima, but they look good.
Of course.
I think your Eagles lost too, so I ain't worried about that. As long as the Eagles lose and the Redskins lose and the Giants lose, even though the Redskins won last night, they beat the Giants, so the Giants owe it too. So long as all them people lose, I'm all right. I'm all right with it. It's all right. But anyway. 704-489-3316. That'll get you in the program if you want to get in and talk about what you heard with Nasia Mickens. If you missed that part, you can always go back and listen to the show in its entirety. She's 14 years old, y'all. Got more jobs than anybody on the microphone right now. I'm just saying, I don't know for sure. I only got one. I go to the coffee shop and I do my thing. But I do a little something on the radio. But your girl, she making movies, she singing, she modeling, she acting, she doing all that. And then we asking the questions on the fly. These ain't prepared questions. This ain't like we gave her the question and she had time to prepare. No. She called in and we pelted her with questions, just like bah, 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 like a machine gun, pow, 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 pow.
Yes.
And she answered them like a grown woman. We can at 14. Can we call her a grown woman at 14? Is that possible?
No.
That's one thing. You can't do it. But she handled herself like a grown woman. Yeah. Yeah. So y'all take note. That's all I'm saying. Take note, because she is the truth. She the real deal. She coming through. She the new and upcoming thing. She might be better than Beyonce. Did I say that? I don't know.
What did she say? Ariana Grande. I don't even know her music, but I know who she is.
Yeah.
She's coming.
I'm coming for you.
She ain't playing.
No, you better keep it tight. All right? Or she gonna come and take your junk. For real.
She coming through there with flips and all kind of cheerleading moves. I got this.
You better watch out, Ariana. All right, so we're going to get into, we're a little late on the Let It Flow segment. Can we do the Let It Flow segment real quick and then get into Black and Effect? Let's do that. And then after Let It Flow and Black in Effect, we're going to give you some of that, some more of that Nasia. Mickens. Man, I was going to say Wickens. So Nasia Mickens. All right, hold on. Hold tight, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the poetry moment with your girl, Nima Shining Star L. So just sit back, relax, and let it flow.
All right, Nima Shining Star L, what you got for us in the Let It Flow segment?
Okay. This piece is by Miss Carla Floyd, poet, spoken word artist from New York City, Carla Floyd, and it's coming out of the book, All That I Am, My Rise. And it's a book that she wrote with her daughter, Kyla Floyd, called I Cry in His Arms. A stranger he was to me, I wanted his company. My shoulder he tapped. I fell into his trap. He comforted me with his charm. He promised me no harm. He gave me his good advice. I thought twice about his evil thoughts, how he opened up his mouth and told me about his ways. I was in a daze. I was amazed, confused. I didn't know what to do, so I chose to stay. Stay in his arms. That's where I cried. I cried and was comforted by the lies he told, the lies he fed to me. He smiled. How could I be so naive? I fed into his negativity, his hurtful ways, and how he betrayed me. I began to fall more in love, and under his spell, his eyes grew more dark. I fell more apart as I contributed to his faults. As he laughed, I gasped the air and cried harder and harder in his arms, and he just laughed. I couldn't get air. I couldn't find him because he was nowhere to be found. He was not there. And I woke up and my face wet, and I bet he was standing over me wondering, thinking, was I dreaming of him? Because I called his name, I begged him in my dream, please don't do me no harm. And as he put the pillow to my face to cover up my screams, as I cried in peace. And that was again by Miss Carla Floyd. And that is out of the book, All That I Am, My Rise. And it's a mother-daughter collaboration between Kyla and Carla Floyd.
Wow. That's deep, man.
Yes.
That is so deep. Man, Nima, thank you so much.
Pay attention to the lies and you know, remember to love yourself first.
Yep.
Got to
do that.
First and trust your instincts.
Yes. That's so important. That is so important, man. All right, Nima. You still on with Black in Effect.
All right, we got the Black in Effect. Ladies and gentlemen, Patricia Bass was an American ophthalmologist.
Oh, we're not going to do it. Okay. Go ahead.
Inventor, humanitarian, and academic. She was the inventor of the laser cataract surgery. Her invention was called the laser probe. She was born November 4th. She got a birthday coming up. November 4th, 1942 in New York. Okay, unfortunately, she passed away May 30th of 2019. So just 2 years ago. Almost 2 years. Yeah, 2 years ago, May 30th, 2019. Her spouse was Mr. Benny J. Prim, and he was also known for inventions. She was educated in Howard University, Hunter College, and Howard University College of Medicine. So again, this is Black in Effect. This is Black history. This woman, the sister, this queen, Patricia Bass, look her up. She was the American ophthalmologist who invented the cataract surgery. And all of us
unfortunately knows what cataract and cataract surgery is. Mm-hmm. Grandparents, great grandparents, aunts, uncles, older aunts, uncles, sometimes even younger children. Yeah. So this is something that the world needed, and this black woman, this queen, invented it, Ms. Patricia Bass.
Patricia Bass. And no, cataracts is not just an excuse for you to smoke weed. No, it's not that.
No, it's not. No,
it
it's
is
not.
Not. It is not that. Cause y'all be tripping. They be tripping sometime. I'm just trying to say, they be tripping sometime. I got cataracts. I got to get me a card. I got to get me a glaucoma. I got the glaucoma and the cataracts. I need me a card. No, man.
Right, right. No, you might need to see a doctor.
So you might need to see a doctor.
And speaking of that, really quick, if I could say one thing, Boo.
Yeah.
As far as health is speaking, ladies and gentlemen, please go to the doctors. I'm not talking about any vaccines versus non-vaccines. That's not what we're talking about. But what I'm noticing recently with a lot of our African-American men, our brothers, our kings, my sisters, make sure that your men, your brothers, your fathers, your grandfathers, your husbands, your boyfriends, the children of your father, the father of your children, your fiancés, whoever they are, if you love them and care about them, make sure that our black men are getting their physicals. Because lately, I've seen young black men dying. We're losing them to the street. But to lose them to things that could be prevented if they would have gotten a checkup. So make sure that we love them, and we're having these open conversations about staying healthy.
Absolutely.
Take them if you need to. Take them to the doctors. Go with them. Have a doctor date. You know, make it a date, or take your sibling to the doctors or whatever the case may be. But our black men are not all of them. Some of them are not staying on top of their health, and I have seen lately young men in their 50s passing away from things that are treatable and preventable. That's it.
Absolutely. And I'm with you on that 100% because I'm one of those that didn't want to really stay up on my health. I thought I'm healthy. I'm breathing. I'm good. But there's things inside that you don't feel and you don't know, especially like high blood pressure. Had I not started working at the Federal Reserve Bank where they done a physical, I'd have never known I had high blood pressure. And I was in my mid-30s. Yeah, I was in my mid-30s.
Wow.
And I found out that I had this how this went down, Nima, real quick. I was going to start the job. They had to do a physical first. Right? Did the physical. I'm sitting in there. They doing taking my blood pressure and stuff. And I'm thinking, I'm good, you know. They did my eyesight first. Everything was perfect. And, you know, I could see in my peripheral vision or whatever, and it was really good. And they went to take my blood pressure, and they start asking questions. Oh, we lost Nima. You there, Nima? Are you there?
You back?
Okay. So they started asking questions as they was taking my blood pressure. I'm talking about the Federal Reserve Bank when I started working there. And they was like, are you okay? They're like, yeah, I'm fine. What's going on? They was like, you might need to sit down for a minute. Like, what in the world is going on? Why I got to sit down? I'm fine. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. What are you talking about? I need to sit down. I don't need to sit down. And so they was like, yeah, your blood pressure is 170 over 120. And anybody know that the normal is like 140 over 180. I mean, 140 over 80 is
like 120, 130.
Yeah, 120, yeah. But you know, you can get away with 140 over, you know, 80 or 90, you know what I mean? But mine was 170 over. And so they was like, all right, so we just going to have you sit here for a minute and chill. And I can't chill now. I can't chill. So they took it again, and it was like 190 over 120. And it was like, you can't work with us. They was asking me questions like, do you have a headache? Are you dizzy? I had none of that, y'all. None of it. Nothing. But I was 200 over whatever is stroke level. So I was near stroke level and had no idea. No idea. And so they got me on. And so now, you know, after that, you know, you got to go to the doctor regularly, get your blood pressure checked. And if you want to get your medicine, the doctor got to see you. So you got to be seen by a doctor. So, you know, now I literally had to go to the doctor. Now, I didn't go before. Like Neem was saying, people, us as dudes, and especially African-American men, we like, I feel fine. I'm good. I don't need to be telling nobody that I'm fit. You know what I mean? So, I commend you on that, Nima, for bringing that to light, because that is definitely something that, especially with high blood pressure. And when you got high blood pressure, you know what that does? It makes your heart work harder than it has to when your blood pressure is high. So now you are thinning the walls of your heart, or thickening the walls of your heart, because it's getting too muscular, because it's got to work too hard. And so now once that happens, now you're talking about clogged arteries. Now you're talking about, you know, your heart not pumping right. And next thing you know, heart attack. And that's why heart disease is one of the biggest killers of African-American men and African-Americans in general, because we're not paying attention to our blood pressure, because we don't feel nothing. Nothing is fit. You know, I don't feel no headache. I ain't dizzy. I ain't achy. I ain't this. But all the while, your blood pressure is high, and that's the silent killer, because you can't really detect anything from high blood pressure. Some people may get a headache. Some people may get dizzy from time to time, but you're not going to just go and check that out because you had a headache. You're not going to go and check on your blood pressure because you got a headache. Exactly. Well, I'm telling you now, go do that. If you get a headache, then, and you never had your blood pressure taken, or you never had, you know, your blood pressure checked, then it's probably high blood pressure. Go take care of that before you go into a stroke or have an infarction, which is a heart attack. For people that don't know, that's what an infarction is. I didn't know until somebody said it, but now I know, because I don't want that. I don't want that. That's absolutely right, Nima. That's absolutely right. All right, so Nima, tell everybody what you got going on, what you got coming up with the Nima Girl Productions and things like that before we get into Do That Dance by Nasia Miggins.
Really quick, I have a lot of projects coming out. Nima Girl Productions is busy. We are working on a lot of things, but I just dropped another book yesterday called Nima. I'm not going to tell you what it's about. It's not poetry, but go in there, go get it on Amazon, or hit my inbox and let me know you need a copy. I'll let you know how much it is and mail it out to you, autographed copy, da-da-da-da-da. But just stay tuned to everything Nima Shining Star L, because every week is something else. I'm getting ready to add another live show to Facebook. We're going to be a little more in-depth. Then it's kind of like thoughts provoked, but like on a deeper level. You know what I mean? Like we're going a little deeper. The language might be a little deeper. Some other things might be a little deeper. But that's pretty much it. Just stay tuned, because every week is something different.
That is, man. And like I said, Big Woo Radio, we got a new show coming up real soon. And, of course, Florida Poetry Show is always going to be here on Fridays. And then off-topic sports, even though we kind of throughout the, NBA season, we're kind of sporadic with our shows. But, you know, NFL is back in effect, and we love our NFL. So we're going to be back strong with off-topic sports. But just wait, Tuesday nights is about to get stupider, if that's possible. But we're about to get stupider. And that's about it, man. Just follow us on all of our social media. And if you catching the tail end of the show, you can always go back and listen to the show in its entirety on iHeart, TuneIn, Spotify, Alexa, wherever you listen to podcasts, that way you'll be able to find it. Apple, iTunes, wherever, I'm trying to tell you. All right, so we're going to let you go and give you a taste of this last track by our girl, Nasia Miggins, the talented, very talented, what do they call them, not protege. Is it protege?
Prodigies.
Yes, that's the word I'm looking for. Nasia Miggins is a prodigy. You are going to hear a lot more from her. And when she wins that Grammy or that Oscar or whatever, I hope she shout out Big Woo Radio, because we're going to be right there by her side, whether she wants us to be or not. We got you. We got your own tape.
She
all right.
Her own
speech. She don't need a speech writer.
Exactly. She write her own speech. All right, man. So on behalf of my girl, Nima Shining Star L, James J.T. Thompson, and all of Big Woo Radio and the listeners, I'm Big Woo. This is Big Woo Radio. Peace. God bless. Let's do that dance by Naja Mickens. Come back next week. We'll be doing the same stuff. Peace. God bless. We out.
You looking at the one who got next. Got God on my side, so I stay blessed. Let me remind you, these moves will blind you.
Moving you from side to side.
Step, lean to the right, rock back to the left, spin, touch the ground, roll your body, then you pop your hip. Meet me on the floor, show you how to do the dance. Put your hands on your hips, then you take a step. Lean to the right, rock back to the left, spin, touch the ground, roll your body, then you pop your hip.
Moving you from side to side.
Come along,
enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride.
Heard it here first. It's a Big Boo Radio exclusive on Big Boo Radio.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.